Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis. The Tigers were on the road this past weekend at Tennessee and Georgia. Fell to Tennessee on Friday, came back, though, and beat Georgia. Historic win against Georgia on Sunday. Joined now by Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds. Characterize the weekend, coach, if you would.
Well, I'm sitting here a lot better on a Monday morning than I was on a Saturday morning. So we knew it was going to be a tough weekend. Going into Tennessee and a program that's in the top 10 right now, and just a great program all in all. We had chances in the doubles. You know, we had two match points on court two to get that doubles point, and honestly, an overhead on top of the net that, you know, we make 99 out of 100 times, but it was just that one out of 100 that didn't get us there and being unsuccessful. And then I think, I think it was an emotional letdown, to be honest with you, going into the singles of Tennessee. You know, we got broke on one court, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, the first game of the singles. And it kind of just set the tone for how the rest of the night went. And we talked about that as a team. You know, we said, look, if you want to be the team that you guys say you want to be, and we have the players to be a top 10 program, you can't let one doubles point or a point that you think should have been ours affect the rest of the match. And that's, you know, it's a learning experience. And, I'm glad we had those tough conversations on the Friday night, because we came back on Sunday and we showed how we can play and how we can compete. We still had opportunities again to close out the doubles a lot earlier. On court one, we served for the match. On court two, we served for the match, and got broke both times. And those are, again, emotional situations where we have to be tougher. But I give the guys credit, because they came back and we were able to find a way to win that doubles point, which proved to be huge. And we took the blow, you know, from Georgia, of losing four first sets, you know, and being able to obviously solidify those two matches that we won, the first sets on court six and on court four. And then obviously Tyler, being a fifth year senior, always finds a way. You know, it doesn't matter what the score is, doesn't matter if he loses the first set, he is always going to hang on to that person's ankles and just keep gnawing until he gets what he wants. So, to sit here now and obviously look back at the stats, and we haven't beaten, you know, Georgia at Georgia since 1994, Auburn's men's tennis has only beaten Georgia five times in the history of our program. So some of those records, you know, that have been broken now, states kind of obviously the importance of that match and how big it was for us.
We call Tyler the junkyard dog from now on, because he just won't let loose, will he?
He won't, you know, and I'll tell you, that's probably one of the toughest environments to play in, is the top courts at UGA. You are literally surrounded on three sides of just fans, just right on top of the court. And then the fourth side is the entire team screaming and yelling. So, I mean, there was probably 300, 400, 500 people there. Like I said, literally right on top of you. And after every point, stomping the bleachers and just barking and go dogs. And just it's just relentless. And it's, 2 to 3 hours of just in your face. But with Tyler, you would never have known. He just, puts those blinders on and goes about doing his work.
Quite a weekend for Billy Blades. Talk about his weekend, if you would.
Yeah, it was, it was a great weekend. He played some great tennis at Tennessee. Came out, won the first set, gave up an early break in the second, but held all the way through, and credit to Tennessee's guy to be able to hold 6-5 times in a row. And then had a 5-4 serving it out in the third, got broken, but actually played a great game. And those are things that we keep stressing to these guys, is that, look, you can do everything correctly and you still might not be successful, but it's the coming back and continuing that process. So it was great, obviously, for him to get that win at Tennessee, and then a tough situation with him playing his brother at Georgia. I'll tell you now, off the record, or I guess on the record now that it's afterwards, we tried to avoid that matchup. I talked to Billy beforehand and I said, right now you both are slated to be at number 5. Is that really where you want to be and play your brother? And he looked at me and he said, no, you know, if we can avoid that, I would like to avoid it. And not from a tennis standpoint. Billy is probably the most kind-hearted person there is. And he knows that his brother has been struggling just with, you know, being a freshman coming in mid-year, you know, and some of those things that get thrown at you, no different than Billy felt last year. So, you know, I don't think he wanted to be in that position, knowing that Billy's playing great tennis, to kind of compound to the situation. But, you know, they ended up moving Freddie down to number six, even though I think, you know, words were that he was going to keep him at five. So it was just a situation that he had to go out and play. And, you know, it was good that he got that win in the end. And like I said, it's never an easy situation being the bigger brother and, you know, playing your younger brother and just all the emotions that go into it. But, you know, he was able to obviously, you know, put that aside and go out and compete for the team and obviously get the win.
All right. Tigers split the weekend on the road and finally now back at home. It's been a while since you guys have played at the Yarborough Tennis Center. I guess you did play that midweek match, but your first SEC match is coming up at the Yarborough Tennis Center this weekend.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, obviously, other than MTSU in this past weekend against UAB, I mean, we haven't played a match at home in months, you know. So it'll be great to obviously be back home, you know. And I think last weekend was nice to be able to stay at home during spring break a little bit and get that, you know, sleeping in your bed and all that comfort of being home. But yeah, you know, we have obviously Florida coming in on Friday. And then we have South Carolina on Sunday. And, you know, this is a Florida team. And, you know, even after we beat Georgia, Tyler came to me and he said, hey, that's one of them. You know, one of the teams that I haven't been able to beat since I've been here. But he's like, we got to get Florida. We got to get South Kentucky and we got to get Mississippi State. He goes, we got to tick those off the box, too. So it'll be good, you know, to have Florida come in here. And it's a young team, a very, very talented team, talented tennis players. But one, two, and three are freshmen, and five and six are freshmen for them. So they've had some great results and beating Texas A&M at home to start off the season, you know. But then they go this weekend and they lose it at Kentucky and Tennessee. So it's one of those teams, I think, that – again, you look on paper and you got to be ready for them, obviously, because from a talent standpoint, from a tennis standpoint, they're, you know, one of the best in the conference. But there's also obviously that other factor of being freshmen and the longevity of the season and playing on the road and some of those things that don't, you know, always go into the equation, you know, of hitting tennis balls, other than when you get into college tennis. So, you know, we got to be ready for them. And then South Carolina, you know, we've always battled with them and really we've had some great success against them in the past. So it's not a team that we're really scared of anymore, no matter what the ranking is, no matter what guys are on the other side of the court. You know, when you feel confident against somebody that you've played and you've had success against some of those opponents that you've played, you know, you just have a different mindset going out on the court and playing. So, you know, we're looking forward to being back at home and using, you know, hopefully the outdoor courts and the slow conditions to our favor, and going out and competing, you know? So, you know, it's nice to, like I said, get off the Georgia win and hopefully continue that success into this weekend at home.
Friday at 3 against Florida, free Kona ice during the doubles competition. And then Sunday at noon against Florida, and in observance of St. Patrick's Day, fans get a lucky to be an Auburn Tiger koozie while supplies last. So get out there.
Yes, we need you out there, you know, especially with nice weather. Come on out there. Like I say, families, kids, have them come scream and yell, you know. Yeah. You can make it like a basketball game. There is no rules at college tennis.
Coach, wish you all the best this week. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on this week at Auburn Men's Tennis.